Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh, boy, it's Ask Her time, Michelle. Yay, we love it. This is the best.
Because
we love to be able to hear from everyone out there. And you've given us yet another three great questions. Let's launch right in here. The first question is, how often should I reapply sunscreen during the summer?
Oh, boy. Every 5 seconds.
This is a hot one. I know, totally. Oh, my gosh, if you're in Arizona like you are out there, Michelle. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, this is really important. I think one of the first things you need to remember is that before you go into the sun, you should be applying this. It's really important.
Every day.
Absolutely. The first rule of using sunscreen, this is something everyone forgets, that you've got to apply it before you go into the sun. And this means at least in half an hour before. And hopefully, you know, like with your face, if you're going out and maybe you're got a meeting or something going on, grab that moisturizer. Most of them have an SPF of 30, and a lot of the makeup foundations have an SPF of 30 as well. And that's right. Really, really good to keep in mind. Obviously, shield your face from the sun as much as you can throughout the day. And that includes while you're driving, too. You keep forgetting that you get so much of that sun while you're actually driving.
And well,
so
and there I use are all a sunscreen. I use a screen. I use a screen on my
window
to even help prevent it, even though I'm using sunscreen.
And you can pick these up from car shops.
You can pick them up at Walmart, anywhere.
Or the baby shops. They protect
babies,
and so people pick these up all the time, and it's really important. The other thing, too, is that you want to reapply sunscreen at least every 2 hours.
2 hours.
Or every hour if you're sweating a lot. And get this, it's really important that if you're going to be out in water, you know, like we're going to the beaches or swimming or whatever else, that you try to also get a waterproof sunscreen because it'll last much longer. Otherwise, it just washes off. And remember that water, when you're in the water, actually exaggerates a lot of that sun burning, a lot of the rays, they come through the water. So be very careful about that. You're not safe just because you're sort of swimming underneath there. Important.
Right.
Now, talk to us about Skin Safe and the application.
So we have Skin Safe, the app. It's all one word, and you can go on there and you can look at the different sunscreens and you can see whether they have met what Mayo says are the top 10 ingredients that we should stay away from that most people are allergic to. So you can see top products that are totally safe for your skin, because most people would suffer from some kind of allergens, right? And so our face breaks out and it's greasy and we don't like it, and that goes on and on and on. And this is a great way to find out which ones are completely top free of the top 10 allergens. Also, I think, Pam, just to, you know, on your, you know, on what you were saying about swimming, if you think you're turning pink, you probably are. And so you're going to need to apply sunscreen and extra sunscreen. If you even feel like you're starting that down that path, it means that you're probably getting a sunburn and you need to get that relief. And also, don't forget to check the expiration dates on the sunscreen bottle. Hugely important, because it won't work.
I love it. And I think these are, you know, tell us how to be able to get that Skin Safe app again.
So you can go download it on iTunes. It's all one word, Skin Safe. And if you have your iPhone, and if not, you can go to skinsafeproducts.com online and you can sign up you can register, and we will send you an invitation as soon as it's open to everyone.
I think it's very, very important that everyone get that app. I think it's absolutely essential,
number one.
And number two, just remember, every 1.5 to 2 hours, reapply unless you're swimming a lot and you're not wearing waterproof. I use waterproof all the time because I'm always out there, not just swimming, but also sweating like there's no tomorrow. And this helps tremendously. And also, I'm going to be honest with you, there's a lot of great SPF clothing out there. My favorite is Coolabar, COOLIBAR. are. They are fabulous, have really great looking hats and clothing, and I wear them all the time, and they actually have a high level SPF built into the clothes themselves. So shield yourself as well, for crying out loud, and use your common sense. If you feel like you're getting sunburned, honey, you are, just like Michelle said. All right, let's go to question number two. What are some ways to reduce cholesterol? A lot of people out there ask this question, especially nowadays, since we have all kinds of answers and new changes taking place. So we've got 11 tips to cut your cholesterol fast. Now, the first one is make sure to set a target. You have to sit down with your primary care provider. Now, come on, don't be doing this on your own. You need to have a conversation. I'm a physician, and Michelle is one of the first to tell you as a patient advocate that you need to sit down and understand whether or not you have a genetic issue in your family, you know, what you need to be able to have. It's so terribly important for you to be able to do that. What is your target? Know what your cholesterol profile looks like. Total cholesterol, what your good cholesterol is. HDL should be high, high, high. That's where that H is. Your LDL is the bad form of cholesterol, which is more highly associated with disease. It should be L, low, 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 as much as possible. And so really understand, you know, what those numbers are and come up with a strategy, because every person's different out there. The next one is consider medication. I'm not going to go through the 58 different ways to do this. What I'm simply saying is that it's really important for you to sit down once again with your primary care provider. And most people, unless they have a very strong genetic predisposition in their family and they've got maybe some genetic disorder, are not placed on medications right away. Instead, lifestyle modifications are used right off the bat. And so you'll be hearing a lot about this in a second. So just keep in mind that before you just hop on to medications, you've got to do a lot of changing up of your nutrition, your fitness, your sleep habits, all the rest of it, because they all contribute here. And of course, you've heard about statins and all the rest of it. Sit down with your primary care provider. Get a strategy before you hop on medications. Number three, get moving. That's right. Physical activity actually jacks up your wonderful, you know, HDL, which is your good form of cholesterol, and decreases your LDL, which is your bad form. And so you really want to stay on top of optimizing your entire profile by something as simple as getting up and walking every day. If you could just get in those 10,000 steps a day, it would make a huge, huge difference.
And avoid, I'm going to go through the rest. Yeah, avoid saturated fats, right? Eat more fiber. Go fish. Drink up. Eat nuts. And the list goes on and on and on. So,
well, we've got the drink green. We've got to make sure that people are drinking green tea. Eating nuts is fabulous. Nuts to everybody. And that means walnuts and almonds. Yay. We love those. Just remember, you don't need much. And then switch your spreads from those nasty margarine-like spreads to something that's a cholesterol-lowering plant compound known as a stanol. You'll see a lot of those. And then the final one
is,
are you smoking?
Oh,
better not be smoking, because it lowers your good form of cholesterol, which is your HDL. Hooey. And so we don't want to have anything to do with smoking on that one. So on the overall, you want to set that target. Sit down and talk to your primary care provider about getting a strategy on board. Get moving. Get that saturated fat down. Eat more fiber. Go get that fish on board. Make sure to drink up just a little bit of alcohol. Drink green tea, nuts. Switch your spreads on margarine. And don't smoke.
No.
Well, there you have it. All right.
Be smoking hot. Smoking hot.
Absolutely. And don't smoke no matter what you do. All right. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.